The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Blessed are you who are poor. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. I'm going to tell you something today that's a little surprising, or maybe even shocking to some of you. And that is, we should love our losses. We should love our losses. I am convinced that hidden inside the agony of defeat when we lose is a great good. Namely, we grow as a person. Of course, we all want to win and do well. We always want to succeed. Danny Quintana loved his touchdown run last Thursday against Charleston. You look good, Danny. Dalton Smith was smoking hot on the golf course yesterday. Watch out, Jordan Spieth. And Kate Goldtrap is happy that her hair didn't catch on fire, twirling with the burning batons. But as good as it feels to succeed, I believe it's even better when we fail. Why? Well, because in loss and in failure, we gain more wisdom. We grow in virtue. We garner more grace. Let me give you a few personal examples of how I have learned to love loss. When I was in high school, I played soccer, and I was on defense. And in one game, I even scored a goal as a defensive player. Unfortunately, the goal was for the other team. I tried to kick the ball away from our goal, but it curved back into our own goal. Yeah, I was bending it like Beckham. I was the player of the game, but for the other team. I learned something from that loss. I should find another sport to play. When I was a senior in college, we had to take comprehensive exams in philosophy over everything we had learned in 4 years. I sat in front of three teachers, and they asked me any question over anything we had covered in 4 years of school. I was sweating bullets. There was only one question that I missed, and it's the only one I remember. The question was, how would Aristotle describe the virtuous man? I will never forget that question. All the questions I answered correctly, my so-called successes, are long forgotten. But it's the one that I missed that has been burned into my brain, and I will never forget. When I was in the seminary, the bishop sent me to study Spanish in Mexico. The only Spanish words I knew at the time were taco and bean burrito. I felt like a little baby learning his first words in Mexico. It was hard. It was humiliating. But I learned fast. Y ahora, yo puedo hablar en español sin problema. Qué chido, ¿no? My point is simple. We hate to lose and we love to win. But we gain so much more grace and wisdom and real glory from our losses. We have to learn to love loss. In the gospel today, Jesus teaches the same shocking truth. Our losses are really great gains. Indeed, we gain heaven because of what we lose. He says, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and denounce your name as evil. Your reward will be great in heaven." In other words, when it looks like you have failed in the eyes of the world, that's when you have succeeded in the eyes of heaven. Why? Well, because that's when you grow as a person. You gain more wisdom. You garner more of God's grace. To put it in one word, you become more like Jesus. How so? Well, think about it. By all earthly standards, Jesus was an utter failure. He died a humiliating death as a common criminal on the cross. All his friends had abandoned him. He was poor, penniless, and pathetic in people's minds. But that was his moment of greatest glory, because that's when he was most pleasing to God. No one loved loss more than Jesus. He knew that was the moment of great gain. Boys and girls, I know this is a hard lesson, to love your losses. Gosh, it goes against the grain of everything we do. Everyone loves a winner, and no one loves a loser. But I want you to try to think differently and to love your losses. For instance, don't be afraid to try something new, like Mr. Casey's Earth Club, or Miss Marsh's Quiz Bowl, or Miss Elskin's Drama Club, or the Pure Heart Girls. You may do well in these things, or you may do poorly in these things, but you will grow as a person, more from your failures than from your successes. Today, we will start praying the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, in Latin. Don't worry. I'll say it really loudly and drown you all out so no one can hear if you mess up. But I promise you this. It will be the part that you say wrong that you will always remember best. You will feel like me in Mexico, taco and bean burrito during the Lord's Prayer. But boys and girls, by the end of the year, you won't even look at that sheet of paper anymore. Look at the losses you have suffered personally, in your own family. Boys and girls, put the papers down for now, okay? Look at the losses you have suffered personally and in your own family. They can actually be a great good in your life. If you come from a family where there's a divorce, you may grow up to be a marriage counselor. Or at least not get a divorce in your own marriage. If your family has legal problems, you may grow up to be a lawyer and help others legally. If your father has cancer, you may grow up to be a doctor and heal people. If you go to church and the priest gives boring sermons, you may grow up to be a priest and try to give good sermons. Even bad sermons can inspire vocations to the priesthood. But do you see what's happening? What looks like loss, failure, surrender, defeat, humiliation, rejection, turns out to be the beginning of glory and greatness, just like it did for Jesus. Thomas Alva Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, had many failures before he finally found the right filament for the light bulb. He purportedly said this, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." What a great attitude. It's only when we love our losses that we finally find the way to win. Praised be Jesus Christ.